Penguin Random House Audio presents Feelings, A Story in Seasons by Manjit Thapp. Read for you by Imani Jade Powers. For those who feel all the feels. A note from the author. The woman you'll meet in this work is not an exact mirror of myself, but she represents many important parts of me. Above all, I strove to capture the emotional authenticity of my seasonal experiences with anxiety. Perhaps you'll see yourself in her too. The audiobook structure is inspired by the six-season calendar used by some countries in South Asia, which includes a monsoon season and, depending on the region, splits either autumn or winter into two. Chapter 1. High Summer. Summer is an open invitation to venture outdoors. The sun bathes the streets in golden light, fueling wild growth and peak activity. There's a carefree feeling in the air. The season seems to offer endless possibility within easy reach. The knowledge that this weather won't be here forever means chances are taken to soak up every bit of the summer sunshine. Blue skies, sunlight, long days, warm nights. Summer is good to me. I'm powered by a thousand suns, charged with confidence, a fickle friend that only comes out to play in the sun. I don't feel the need to break myself apart, to fit into anyone's shadow. I build myself up and carve out my own space. I let the sun keep me warm, feed myself the sweetest honey, water to my roots. A spark of an idea ignites a flame that keeps me burning, day to night. Just like plants, we thrive in the sun, checking in regularly, making sure all is good. And if one of us is stuck in the shade, we put in the time to get them out. Just like plants, our roots run deep. iMessage. Today, 11:30. Good luck today. You got this. Four leaf clover emojis. So nervous. Bath emoji. Congratulations. We are pleased to be offering you a solo show slot at Gallery 6 next spring. We look forward to seeing what you create. Be in touch soon. Checklist. 1. Plan thumbnails. 2. Start sketches. 3. Buy canvases and... Summer is too short. Incoming call. Reschedule appointment. Follow up. Email. For doing things I don't want to. New email. Subject. Part-time extra shifts. Good afternoon. We have extra shifts available this weekend. Please reply with your interest. I'm finding the power in saying no and being selfish with my time. Each day, the sun stays out longer to play. And so do I. Leaving myself open to catching feelings. Little worries spring up but I don't have time to spend with them. I'm too busy racing through summer, chasing the sun. I let myself be reckless and feel it all at once, breathless in the warm night air. Chapter 2. Late Summer. In the second half of summer, temperatures rise even higher. As the prolonged periods of light persist, some plants begin to wilt, no longer able to dance about in the breeze with the others. Stress and anxiety creep up, settling into the skin as sweat. The heat of summer becomes uncomfortable. A worry of not making the most out of the season builds, alongside the shame of not enjoying the sun as much as everyone else. Some days, the sun shines so bright, I feel all of its warmth. Other days, it's too bright, too blinding. I block it out and hide away in the shade. There's a voice inside my head. I'm not good enough. I should just stay inside. I'm sweltering. I'll only fail. Why bother? I'll never be as good. I'm wasting away the last days of summer. I wish my summer was just as good as theirs. What's the point? No one will care. It started as a whisper, but it's gotten much louder. First I carried it. Now it carries me. Dragging me around. Dragging me down. How to stop overanalyzing. To do. August 24th. Work 9 to 5. Buy groceries. Start sketches for final pieces. Burnt out. I crave a cool breeze. A release from the humidity. A night of full sleep. A break from this restlessness. During the dry summer season, many plants face stress, wilting under the intense heat. The sun draws everyone outdoors, but I begin to resist its call. New stories of summer are exchanged. The end of the season is looming. And I know I'll regret wasting these last few days hot and bothered, waiting to cool down. There's a pressure to keep up, maintain. Your last upload was 3 weeks ago. Reach as high as the highs of summer. The sun taunts me. I'm struggling through shadows. While everyone else bathes in the light, I'm stuck on the dark side of the sun. Chapter 3. Monsoon. The pent-up feelings of anxiety that have been simmering under the sun reach their boiling point. There is a desperate need for rainfall as the summer
Sample complete. Ready to continue?